It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. On Fridays, we get and connect with our buddy, our political humorist and satirist, Bill Melberg from Chicago. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And hello to all of our Connect FM listeners on this Veterans Day, 11-11-11.
Yeah, Bill, this has been another week filled with one dramatic news story after another, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been, Stevie and Diane, and I think the less we say about some of those stories, the better. I know I've talked with quite a few people over the past few days who are tired of some of those stories, and I don't blame them. But there have been some other stories in the news this week, including another Republican presidential debate on Wednesday night, and there's a big basketball game tonight aboard the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson, the same ship that sent Osama bin Laden to Davy Jones' locker, if you get my drift.
Oh, yeah, I do. But tonight it'll be the Michigan State Spartans and the North Carolina Tar Heels charging out of the locker rooms and making the headlines aboard the USS Carl Vinson. And here to talk with us about tonight's Carrier Classic and Wednesday night's GOP debate are two distinguished veterans of World War II. Former President George H.W. Bush, who served in the United States Navy, and former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole, who served in the United States Army. Good morning, Mr. President.
Howdy, Stevie. Good to be here again.
And good morning, Senator Dole.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hi.
And thank you for having Bob Dole on Connect FM.
Gentlemen, it's our pleasure. Gentlemen, let's start off with Republican politics. Senator, you were President Ford's running mate in 1976. You were the Republican nominee for president in 1996. And you ran against Vice President Bush for the Republican presidential nomination in 1988.
He certainly did.
But I won that nomination, Stevie, and I won the 1988 election. I was proud to serve as President of the United States and as Commander-in-Chief of our nation's outstanding armed forces. I think Stevie was talking to Bob Dole, Mr. President. He's talking to Bob Dole, not to George Bush. Go ahead, Stevie, finish your question, and Bob Dole will be happy to answer it.
All right. Senator Dole, I should probably tell our audience that you tend to refer to yourself as Bob Dole. In other words, Bob Dole likes to refer to himself in the third person as Bob Dole. In any case, this question is really for both of you. What do you think of this year's Republican field? And who do you think the Republican nominee will be? Bob Dole?
Stevie, Bob Dole thinks the Republican field is generally pretty good. Some of the candidates have had their good days and bad days, last night being one of the bad days for Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Yeah, Governor Perry had a little trouble trying to remember.
Wednesday night, actually.
Yes, sir. Governor Perry had a little trouble trying to remember his point in the Republican debate in Michigan. Let's take a listen to this.
And I will tell you, it's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Oh, five.
Yeah,
okay. So
five.
Commerce, education, and
EPA?
EPA. There you go. No, okay.
Let's talk deposition.
Seriously? Is EPA the one you were talking about?
No, sir. No, sir. We were talking about the agencies of government. The EPA needs to be rebuilt.
But
there's no doubt about that.
But you can't name the third one?
The third agency of government,
yeah.
I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see.
Oh,
I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
Wow. Oops. President Bush, you're Governor Perry's fellow Texan. Do you have any thoughts about that gaffe?
Hey, We all have our moments. People still remember me saying, read my lips, no new taxes.
Yeah.
And people still remember Barack Obama talking about how he had visited all 57 states. That's 57, not 50, when he was running for president 3 years ago. And as President Obama could probably tell you, speaking without a teleprompter isn't easy. So I say let's cut Governor Perry some slack, just like the media cut Barack Obama some slack when he talked about visiting all 57 states.
All right, Bob Dole. Does Bob Dole have any comment on Governor Perry's gaffe?
Well, Stevie, Bob Dole agrees with George Bush on that point. And Bob Dole might add, I've never heard Governor Rick Perry refer to a Navy corpsman rather than a Navy corpsman.
Yeah.
As President Obama said a few months ago. In fact, he said it twice. And I guarantee you that Air Force pilot and veteran Rick Perry wouldn't have made that mistake.
What about the rest of the field? Who do you think is leading the Republican presidential pack? President Bush?
Well, Stevie, I guess you'd have to say Mitt Romney is in the lead based on his poll numbers, his campaign contributions, and his smooth debate performances.
Yeah, Senator Dole, same question. What do you think?
Stevie, Mitt Romney does appear to have the lead at the moment, but until the news of the past week, Herman Cain was neck and neck with former Governor Romney. Governor Rick Perry wasn't far behind, and former Speaker Newt Gingrich has been moving up. So Bob Dole thinks it's a real horse race, and Bob Dole isn't quite ready to place any bets on who's going to win place and show.
Well, speaking of sports, a Carrier Classic being played tonight aboard the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson. Do either of you have any thoughts about the game, Senator Dole?
Well, Stevie and Diane, as you might recall, Bob Dole's wife, Elizabeth Dole, is a former senator from North Carolina. So I suppose Bob Dole will be rooting for the Tar Heels, even though Elizabeth Dole is a graduate of Duke.
All right, President Bush.
Stevie, I'm not sure if I'll even be watching that game tonight.
What? Why not?
Well, because I'm a little perturbed that the game is being played aboard the USS Carl Vinson. I was hoping they'd use my ship, the USS George H.W. Bush.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The Navy's newest aircraft carrier, CVN-77, is named in your honor since you were a naval aviator during World War II.
You are correct, sir. And the only fight song that I hope to hear the band playing tonight is this one.
Yeah, Acres Away. Well, thank you, President Bush, Senator Dole, for joining us this morning. And thank you as well for your courageous service to our country during World War II. Right now, we're turning our attention to another story that was in the news this week. It set off quite a controversy. So as we talk about it, let's bring on our regular Point Counterpoint team featuring another Navy veteran, Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane. Hello,
morning.
Stevie. Hello, Diane. And greetings to all of our terrific Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, before we get to this week's point-counterpoint topic, I'd like to put a question to Senator McCain, since he's a former naval aviator who flew attack jets from the USS Enterprise. Senator, who do you think will win tonight's Carrier Classic aboard the USS Carl Vinson? Would it be Michigan State or North Carolina?
Stevie, my friend, I could not care less. As a 1958 graduate of the Naval Academy, I'm more interested in who's going to win the Army-Navy football game on December 10th and the Army-Navy basketball games on January 14th and February 11th. But I guess I'll back the Big Ten tonight and root for the Spartans.
All right, sir. Let's turn to today's point-counterpoint topic. And that topic is, yes, Christmas trees. Christmas trees, and oh my goodness, who would have ever thought that Democrats and Republicans would be fighting over Christmas trees? Well, that's what happened earlier this week when a plan to add a 15-cent special tax to Christmas trees hit the Drudge Report. Congressman Barney Frank, what can you tell us about President Obama's Christmas tree tax?
Stevie and Diane, first of all, it was not President Obama's Christmas tree tax. It was a Christmas tree industry promotional program very similar to the Got Milk and the Incredible Edible Egg campaign sponsored by the Dairy and Egg Industries and set up by the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture. The purpose of the 15-cent per tree surcharge, and we prefer the term surcharge, not tax, was to help promote the image and sales of Christmas trees. What's 15
sense, after all. People can afford it. And what could be more all-American than your very own federal government promoting Christmas twins?
Senator McCain, your take?
Stevie, my friend, if it looks like a tax, if it sounds like a tax, and if it reaches into your wallet like a tax, it's a tax. And what could be more Scrooge-like than the federal government adding more pennies during these hard economic times to the price of Christmas trees? Frankly, I'm surprised President Obama isn't adding dollars to the price of Christmas trees instead of pennies, especially for millionaires, billionaires, and corporate jet owners. It seems there's nothing this administration will not tax. I am pleased, however, that liberals are calling them Christmas trees rather than holiday trees. That's a step in the right direction.
All right, Congressman Frank, your response?
Stevie, this entire decision is much ado about nothing. All the negative publicity this week caused the White House to announce the program's being postponed, so there won't be any 15-cent tax on Christmas trees this year, period.
All right, Senator McCain, I'll give you the last word on this issue.
Stevie, Congressman Frank, like President Obama, seems to think everyone ought to be taxed for everything, even Christmas trees. What's next? A tax on Christmas stockings? Stevie, I think Mr. Frank is a mean one. In fact, I think he's a Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a he.
Well, that's the last word for this week's installment of Point Counterpoint. But when we come back, we'll be hearing a special Veterans Day message from Johnny Cash. You won't want to miss this. Stay tuned. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders.
D2 on Connect FM.
We are back with political humorist Bill Melberg. Bill, I understand you have something special for us to help honor America's veterans today.
Stevie and Diane, on this Veterans Day, I thought it would be appropriate to hear the late Johnny Cash reciting one of the shortest and greatest speeches in American history. And here it is.
47 years ago, so began the message of a war-weary President Abraham Lincoln, a message written on the back of an envelope on the train on the way to dedicate a battlefield where men from the North and South had died at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. For the brave men living and dead who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Yes, Stevie and Diane, that is the great cause behind the countless sacrifices made by America's veterans, the courageous men and women who have fought and died to defend liberty and preserve freedom.
And on this Veterans Day, we thank all of our veterans for their many sacrifices, and we pray that today's men and women in uniform who are serving in so many faraway places will all come marching home again soon, safe and sound. Bill, always a pleasure. We really appreciate your time and talent. As we close the program, let me bring Maurice. Are you there?
I'm with you. How are you this morning?
This is Maurice Mendenhall, Bill Melberg, and he called about 15 minutes ago when we gave him that 10-minute window to qualify for our Jetaway Getaway. That's where you take the private jet to the Super Bowl with four game tickets, Maurice. Is that right?
That's right. My friends are already calling.
Yeah. Who would you take? I mean, wow.
What about Bill Melberg?
Bill Melberg's a good one right there.
Bill's on the list for sure. Just trying to weed him out now.
Yeah, listen, buddy, I appreciate you listening, and congratulations. You're in the big drawing in December. Way to go.
Great. Thanks so much.
You bet. Maurice Mendenhall, now you get yourself registered. And then take Bill Melberg to the Super Bowl. Well, Bill, again, we thank you for your time, your talent. Oh, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and God bless our veterans.
You bet. God bless America, and God bless our veterans. They deserve it. We wouldn't be what we are without them. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. See some of you tonight with Mike Ditka and Jim McMahon at the iHotel and Conference Center. Go Illini basketball tonight. Go Illini football. Go Illini volleyball. Go Illini soccer. Go Illini every sport we got.
Exactly.
Women's basketball. Everything. We'll be back Monday morning to meet again. Thanks for listening. Stevie J from Champaign with Diane Ducey. Have a great weekend.